Katie Nelson is an American photojournalist living in Nairobi, Kenya. Every week she visits a bookstore there to rifle through old magazines. This week she found something that would make any photojournalist's hands shake with excitement, a June 1985 issue of National Geographic. That is the iconic issue with the Afghan girl on the cover, you know, the one with the piercing green eyes. Her name is Sharbat Gula. And after that photo was taken, Gula became the symbol of the refugee crisis in Afghanistan in the 1980s. Nelson says finding the actual magazine in this age of digital pictures made her think about the photo differently.
In print, it's an actual human being, and the portrait looks like a woman who just has the most stellar, amazing green eyes you've ever seen. And there's this sadness about her, but intensity that just doesn't come off in a screen.
Right before Nelson found the magazine, Sharbat Gula was in the news again. She'd been arrested on charges that she was using forged documents.
She was in Pakistan and she's Afghani, but she's been a refugee all of her life. And apparently officials came in and found that she had forged documents, ID cards, and was living in Pakistan illegally. At least that's what the officials say.
Katie Nelson says Gula's recent arrest shows that not much has changed for refugees in the last 31 years. And that's why the photo is just as powerful today. Back in that bookstore in Nairobi, Nelson thought there was no way the owner would let her take the magazine without paying a lot of money. Still, it was worth a shot.
I just nested it between a couple of other National Geographic magazines that I was purchasing, but of course he found it. He still let me go home with it.
The price?
$2.47.
Apparently, the store owner is trying to get rid of used magazines and books because he says people are not reading them anymore, so he's selling them at extremely low prices. If I'm ever back in Nairobi, I know where I'm going. By the way, that picture from the Afghan Girl issue that Katie Nelson bought, you can see it right now at PRI.org.